This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The core staff of the U.S. Military Central Command will be moving from Tampa, Florida to Qatar in November for a week of exercises. Defense officials said yesterday that the 600 people will test the new multi-billion dollar airbase to determine if it could be used to oversee a possible war against Iraq. Officials are said to be considering making the move permanent. The Central Command is responsible for operations in the Persian Gulf and Central Asia. It currently is overseeing the war in Afghanistan. The USS George Washington has sailed into the Persian Gulf to help enforce the monitoring of no-fly zones over southern Iraq. The nuclear-powered aircraft carrier is the first in the Gulf in more than a year, and its arrival coincides with increased speculation about a possible U.S. attack on Iraq. From the USS George Washington, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
On a flight deck no longer than four football fields, men and women in bright jerseys guide F-18 fighter jets and Hawkeye surveillance planes into position. Seconds later, they're catapulted into flight over the Persian Gulf. From the control tower, Air Boss Rip Schrader oversees the launching and landing of the George Washington's 68 aircraft. He says it's pretty busy these days.
Right now, we're bringing back a whole bunch that we launched this morning, and they're right now starting to check in overhead, coming back from their mission. All right, Charlie on arrival. Tell them, Buster, Charlie on arrival.
A short while later, the Admiral makes an announcement over the intercom system. He congratulates the 5,500 men and women aboard the carrier for what he describes as a successful strike on an Iraqi military target.
My hat's off to you. I just wish I were as good as you are.
Rear Admiral Joseph Sestak, who commands the George Washington Battle Group, says his planes joined in an Allied attack on an Iraqi military facility after coming under fire from Iraqi anti-aircraft gunners.
We responded to something that Saddam Hussein did today. He shot at those units that were enforcing the no-fly zone. The planes merely responded safely, coolly, professionally.
British defense sources said the attack last week in southwestern Iraq was the largest Allied air raid in many years, leading to speculation that the U.S. and Britain are gearing up for a war on Iraq. The U.S. military downplayed these reports, saying the strike was routine. Sestak says his pilots were simply doing their usual jobs, monitoring the no-fly zone over southern Iraq, which has been in place since 1992. Nevertheless, says Sestak, his pilots are getting very good training in the event of a war. Deputy Air Wing Commander Mark Guadagnini, on his third mission monitoring the skies over Iraq, says he and his colleagues are well prepared to fight Baghdad because they know the terrain so well.
The fact that we've been here so long, we do know the area and we do know the opponent. And just like any baseball or basketball or football team, when you have scrimmages against the same opponent all the time, get to know their capabilities pretty well.
Guadagnini insists the only thing different about this mission to the Gulf is the mood aboard the aircraft carrier. The first-year anniversary of the September 11th attacks is on people's minds here, and many say they're proud to be contributing to what they call the fight against terrorism. Lieutenant Commander Glenn Robbins pilots a radar-busting Prowler jet.
The average American doesn't get a chance to do what we're doing, and that is actually do something about 9/11. I mean, I'm here for the American people, and there's no doubt about that.
Robbins flew over Afghanistan in support of Operation Enduring Freedom when the George Washington first stopped in the Indian Ocean after leaving Norfolk, Virginia in June. Lieutenant Greg Ciuta, who also pilots a Prowler, says the carrier's presence in the Gulf now sends an important message to Iraq.
First time since post-September 11th that we've had a battle group in this area of the world, and we've been able to let them know that the war on terrorism is one that we'll take to any corner of the globe.
Below deck in the hangar, sailors are busy maintaining the aircraft for America's military operations. Many here are only 18 and 19 years old. Some shrug off the possibility that they might be called on to support a war on Iraq. The 21-year-old elevator operator Cassandra Berg says it's very much on her mind.
I am absolutely scared to death. That crosses my mind every day, but I have to put it aside, because if I let my emotions get involved, I'm not able to do my job,
Still, says Berg, nothing in the carrier's routine has changed to suggest that a war is imminent. That gives her hope, she says, that she might be home by Christmas. Kate Seeley, NPR News, aboard the USS George Washington in the Persian Gulf.